Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Kenny's on phones, Kang behind the glass. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday. Tuesday night is what it feels like when you look outside. Good God, it's dark out.
Where are we going for dinner after the show?
I don't know, man. We're missing happy hour. So the Dan Campbell season-ending news conference yesterday with the media. We'll probably hear from Brad Holmes in the next few days, week, whatever. He meets typically with the media before the season and after the season and around the draft. And I'm going to be fascinated to hear what he has to say. Because, like, when S goes wrong, you want to know, okay, here's where I think it went wrong. Where do you think it went wrong? And these guys certainly have a more accurate idea as to where it went wrong. Dan Campbell, a couple things just newsworthy. He did say the first order of business was to sort out the staff. And we'll get into the staff here a little bit because we talked about the offensive coordinator position. And what the sense from the feedback I got was fans might want to talk a little bit more about the defensive coordinator position than we did yesterday. But he also said that they learned from the Frank Ragnow experience and that they're going to sit down with Taylor Decker over the next few weeks, give him some time to decompress. And then they don't want to get caught. The implication yesterday was they were caught and didn't realize that Ragnow was actually strongly considering retirement and had not made a plan, a contingency plan in case he did walk away. That's not going to happen with Taylor Decker. It was the implication from Dan Campbell yesterday.
Correct.
But, all right, are you, when you finish 9-8, you miss the playoffs, you typically don't look into the camera and say, let's run it back. So how seriously are you contemplating change?
You going all Apollo Creed, talking to Rocky and Rocky III? Going to have to go back where you started, get back to the streets? Little Eye of the Tiger?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But oh, like you haven't seen Rocky III.
I don't remember it. I don't remember. I remember what I did yesterday. I don't
takes
remember that movie.
To
when
LA?
Did that movie come out?
Rocky III?
Yeah.
1983.
Okay. And forgive me for not remembering. So 83, let's do some quick math. Forgive me for not remembering a movie from 43 years ago.
No, it's not forgivable. This is Rocky III we're talking about.
I do remember the song.
Well, we got that going for us, which is nice.
You know what there was there a little bit there? It actually reminded me of Izzo. Because Izzo about two or three times during every season talks about, we're going to get back to doing it my way.
Right.
And it's you can count on it. It hasn't happened yet. It'll probably happen, I'm guessing, late January, early February is the first time we'll hear Izzo say, we're going to do it my way. But that Dan Campbell soundbite was, we're going to go back to some stuff that we did before. And I don't know specifically, I think at one point even one of the reporters asked him for a follow-up and he, for specifically what he was talking about, he didn't really get into it. But kind of interesting statement there.
No, it was an interesting statement there, which begged the follow-up question. Like, well, what do you mean by that? What was it that you guys did a few years ago that you, the approach changed? And why did it change?
Okay, topic of the roster, tweaks. Are you talking about tweaks with this roster or bigger, more wholesale changes? Here's what Dan Campbell said.
you know, one of the things we don't know, right, because we're not privy to practice on a daily basis, and they really don't, you know, kind of vocalize what's going on here. But how much change can they do, or did they give thought to when it came to schematics, right? Like the last game of the year, the Lions didn't do the defensively. They did not do a whole lot of man-to-man. They did much more zone.
Yep.
You know, they held the Bears to 16 points. You know, they kept things in check. It was better. And is that one of the things that they have to look at, that, okay, we need to be more flexible, more willing to go to those, to go to zone coverage during the games instead of being stubborn and sticking with something that may not be working? And, you know, same thing goes with offensively. Like, what was it that allowed them to, did they change any pass blocking schemes or the different base blocking rules that they had out there? Did they simplify things? You know, what was it that worked and what didn't work?
So it's interesting because he did mention coaches and coaching in there. I think what I took away from that is he was choosing his words very carefully.
Oh, you could hear him chewing.
Yes.
And thinking about what he was going to spit out. Yes.
And he says, we didn't make changes or move a couple of guys. And I'm thinking, and we're learning on the fly here a little bit. Is this, again, reading between the lines, this is just me,
yeah,
right? Just me. I'm Dan Campbell clearly did not sure. say, maybe we need to be a little bit more aggressive at the trade deadline.
Maybe that's part of it. As you were describing it, the first thing that came to my mind was, should they have given more thought to moving Ratledge to center at some point? Like, that was a 3-day clinic in the back in training camp, and then they said, no, they're going to be the starting right guard on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And would they have been more willing to move him to center? Or should they have gone to Tristan Colon earlier at center? Or, you know, I don't want to come down on Graham Glasgow, because I think Graham Glasgow
He's been a really good player. It's clear Jared Goff trusts him, and he makes a lot of the right calls.
But center was
deteriorating skill set, perhaps, later here in his career.
But maybe that's where my head was going when I reheard that cut, was Ratledge one of those guys that think about moving? Does he move to center?
I thought that was really so close to being super insightful, but I feel like I'm having to connect two dots that aren't really particularly close to one another.
Maybe.
But it feels like he's implying there that maybe they need to get a little bit more aggressive with some of their trade deadline stuff. Maybe that's just what I want to hear. I trust in Brad Holmes. Yeah. I have a admitted Brad bot. But
I know that everybody listening right now is like, yes!
Yeah, sure. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more. We got one more from Dan Campbell, and we'll get to your phone calls and your reaction to what you're hearing from the head coach here on 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hope everybody's doing great on a dark and dismal Tuesday around Metro Detroit. Let's get back to your phone. Hey, sports-wise, it was good.
A little lighter behind you, but not much.
Pistons with a statement victory last night. We opened the show with it. We'll get back to them at noon. Michigan State takes care of USC, who had a dreadful trip through the state of Michigan. Red Wings go on the road and bounce back from a lackluster performance over the weekend against Pittsburgh, with two games they lost against Pittsburgh, but they also then go to Ottawa and get that win last night. Michigan's at Penn State tonight. Lots to smile about coming out of yesterday for local sports fans. We're listening right now, though, to Dan Campbell's highlights from his news conference yesterday. We played you a couple sound bites. One more here, and then we'll get to the people. The interesting question near the end, where he ended up kind of talking about how close he thought they might be and what they might need. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.